August 1, page 222. Partakers of the divine nature. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Isaiah 5, 20 and 21. The Lord requires every man to be at his post of duty, doing the very work the Lord has appointed to be done. Let every movement be preceded by humble, earnest prayer. The truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. Those who are guardians of the truth are to act as men who are wide awake. Christ pronounces a woe upon all who transgress the law of God. He pronounced a woe upon the lawyers in his day because they exercised their office to afflict those who looked to them for justice and judgment. All the terrible consequences of sin will come to those who, even though they may be nominal church members, regard it as a light matter to set aside the law of Jehovah and to make no distinction between good and evil. In the representations the Lord has given me, I have seen those who follow their own desires, misrepresenting the truth, oppressing their brethren, and placing difficulties before them. Characters are now being developed, and men are taking sides, some on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, some on the side of Satan and his angels. The Lord calls for all who will be true and obedient to his law to come out of and away from all connection with those who have placed themselves on the side of the enemy. Against their names is written Tekel. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Daniel 5:27. There are many men apparently moral but who are not Christians. They are deceived in their estimate of what constitutes true Christians. They possess an alloy of character that destroys the value of the gold, and they cannot be stamped with the impress of divine approval. They must be rejected as impure, worthless metal. We cannot of ourselves perfect a true moral character, but we can accept of Christ's righteousness. We can be partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Christ has left before us a perfect pattern of what we are to be as sons and daughters of God. Letter 256, August 1, 1906, to my ministering brethren in Australia.